First of all, I want to remind you that this coming Wednesday we'll have the diocesan evening of confession. Every parish will have confessions from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. So we invite you to take advantage of that opportunity. Also, Mass is being offered for the intentions of Father Pismo. Usually, when we have Mass for a person, very often the person has died. Father Pismo has not died. He's still living. We're going out to dinner at 6 o'clock. And so it's just for his intention. Now, there were galley slaves in a Roman trireme, and the beater who would beat rhythm of the strokes said to them, "I got good news and bad news. The good news is you're all geared. The bad news is after you eat, the captain wants to go water skiing." Later on, maybe. As the slaves endured hardship, so we experience hardship. Injuries, to a bad day at work, to major hurts, perhaps caused by those whom we have trusted, and the death of loved ones. But as Paul tells Timothy and us, we have to bear those hardships with the strength that comes from God. Easy, but he calls us nonetheless to respond to his call, even if we can't see where the road will lead us. That happened to Abram in the first reading. God called him from a stable, comfortable life to pick up everything and move to a foreign land. And if you read the rest of the book of Genesis, you'll see how difficult it was for him. But God made promises to Abram, And Abram believed those promises, and he received those blessings that were promised. In the second reading, Paul tells Timothy that God has, according to his design, because Paul understands that what God calls us to is always for our good, even if we don't understand. And some of us may not even understand until after we leave. Jesus said, God doesn't call us to be successful, he calls us to be faithful. And we see that in the gospel too. There's been this wonderful transfiguration. Jesus is shown in his glory with Moses and Elijah. And it's going to be a hardship for Peter, James, and John. One thing, when Peter speaks up, Peter, who loves to have the last word, God tells him, "Shut up. Listen to my son." Jesus tells them, when it's all over, "Don't share this with the others." And that's going to be a hardship because they want to share it. They want at least to brag the fact that Jesus chose us, those three out of the 12. What this means, they won't understand fully until after Jesus' death and resurrection. But he tells them, don't be afraid. Even though he has told them about his coming death and resurrection, they still don't understand. And he knows because he's told them about his death. The whole point is that we have to bear those hardships because God has told us to. We are to bear the hardships when we're rejected in a life of genuine charity, for living with a forgiving heart. We have to bear the hardships when we suffer the pain of sickness of ourselves or of a loved one. We suffer hardship when we don't get an answer to our prayers and wonder if God is even listening, in knowing that we are going to die. And in all of this, Jesus is with us. He is closer to us than we are to our very selves. And he wants us to know his love for us. He wants us to turn to understanding, who loves each of us with passionate, individual love. And he wants us to seek deeper trust in him, that we may live in him in this world, that he may live in us in this world, and that we may live in him in the world that will never end.